John and Lance.
Drunk and stabbed. Yeah. That's a bad combination.
Yeah.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 975-730-3776. If you want to get in here with us, Chris is here on hold. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Hey, Lance, yesterday I know you were being a little facetious in the morning before the soccer segment about Astros pitching compared to CJ and, what about Lance McCullers and Chris Hauger. I thought it was a great analogy. I wanted to ask, John, I think you said that some of those guys win in spite of the pitching. First of all, I'll say my prediction for TJ is 25 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and a 65%, if we're just going to throw out numbers. 25 and 8 is my projection. I want the Texans to win, but if we win in spite of TJ, what does that look like at the end of the year, Lance, when it comes to contracts? So if we're, let's say he's mediocre, but we've got, great running back, great defense, special teams does great, and receivers do good because obviously he throws him the ball, but he's just meh. What does that mean for, when it comes to contracts? Like, I don't think we should give him a $60 million contract if we're winning in spite of him. Otherwise, when Daniil and those guys leave in 2 years, we're stuck with a $60 million, flaming pile of poo. So, this feels like the only sport where, a pitcher we can move on from, a small forward we can move on from, maybe find a serviceable or someone even better. This feels like the only sport where it's like, if we win in spite of him, kind of we still got to pay him. It's just kind of this weird, I don't even know how to describe it, but I was just wondering your thoughts on if we won in spite of TJ, what does that look like at the end of the year? Do you think, we'll cave to give, $60 million
no,
a year?
That's easy. That's easy. You pay him his fifth-year option money, which is already going to be set, and then you make him play the fifth year out, because remember, this is only his fourth year. So you make him play the fifth year out, and so you still have even another year, because his fifth-year option money is already guaranteed. So you pay that money, which is in the 20 million. It's in the 20 somewhere. Then after that, if you keep winning and he's not impressive, more than likely, franchise tag. And you could go with a second franchise tag after that. You can hang on to C.J. Stroud without making a long-term commitment for 7 years, in theory. The reality is his agent is the same agent for three different players who have complained their way out of town, including Deshaun Watson here. So I don't see, and he's got guys like Ryan Clark, who he represents, who will be mouthpieces on the, I mean, that's just the reality of it. The David Mulgeta, the friends of David, will make a big racket on, you're going to have, don't you think, John, it'll be a massive story if CJ doesn't get paid. Even if he's average, the argument will be, but he keeps winning. He keeps winning in the playoffs. We know that he should get no credit for the Pittsburgh Steelers win. None. He should get no credit. You could have had an emergency quarterback in there for the Texans and won. You know what I mean? You could have had Jalen Noel in there just taking snaps and handing off, and you still would have beaten the Pittsburgh Steelers because you ran the ball great and your defense was incredible. So he should get no. But the argument's going to be the aim of pro football is to win games. What does C.J. Stroud do? He wins. Here's how many division championships he's won. Here's how many playoff games he's won. I'm already telling you what the argument's going to be if C.J. doesn't play well, but they still win. But Nick Caserio, I think Nick Caserio will make him play on a fifth year and then franchise him after that. Then you're going to have the media arm for David Mulgeta is going to go out and hammer Nick Caserio and the Texans for not paying this young quarterback who does nothing but win games. That's what it's going to look like. And we're all going to be like, yeah, but in your scenario that you're giving me, Chris, then you're going to say, well, I mean, but it doesn't look that good. Like they're not really winning because of C.J. Stroud. It won't matter. The arguments are going to be out there, and people are going to say, give him his money, because they don't care what happens after that. Once a guy gets a bag, all these people go away, and they don't care anymore. They don't care what you're stuck with from a salary cap standpoint. But just know that the mechanisms are in place for the Texans to hang on to C.J. Stroud for 7 full years without committing to a long-term deal.
I mean, it's happened. Dak Prescott.
Well, it happened with Kirk Cousins got franchised twice, but he was a four-year quarterback. And Dak Prescott, Yeah. But Dak eventually got a long-term deal.
Yeah, right.
But CJ, in theory, has two more years to prove his worth.
Yeah, but they were going to his second franchise when they did that deal.
Yeah, I mean, CJ could end up proving himself. CJ could end up proving himself this year. I don't think he's ever – look, he's not going to be Josh Allen. He's not going to be Lamar Jackson. He's not going to be – I'd love it if he were – I would love it if he were Sam Darnold. That's actually optimal.
Yeah. You mean win the Super Bowl?
Doesn't turn the ball over.
Have a great year after being meh? Yeah.
Wasn't even meh his last year. Actually, his last year was terrific in Minnesota. He had a couple rough games at the end. Sound familiar?
Yes.
He had a couple rough games at the end, but his year was actually really, really good. And no one wanted to believe in him, so Seattle took a chance. What does he do? Wins the Super Bowl. No turnovers in the postseason. And right now, I can tell you, and I'm kind of maybe even in that camp a little bit, I still need to see even more. Like, okay, I'll try to give you a third straight really good year. I'll try to give, because Sam Darnold was good in 24. He was good in 25. He was great in the 25-26 playoffs. If CJ could play like Sam Darnold, they're going to a Super Bowl for sure if CJ plays like Sam Darnold. Unless there's injuries on the defensive side of the ball. That's the only way I can see. Or unless this Chupacabra, the Chupacabra virus or whatever it is, the parasite, just rips through their stomachs and lasts for 3 months. I don't know how the defense doesn't stop. It's going to take some type of really bad parasite.
You're saying explosive diarrhea is the only thing that can stop the Texas defense.
It has to last for most of the year.
Explosive diarrhea.
It's the only way they can be stopped.
Yes.
Okay. That's it. I agree.
So the combination of avoiding explosive diarrhea and
shred of Stroud.
It's Super Bowl time for the Texans. Mm-hmm. You combine those two, this plus this equals Super Bowl?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Shred him, Shroud.
Shred him, Darnold.
He did that to
the
Rams.
That's all I want is CJ Darnold.
That's it?
If he plays Sam Darnold, I'm telling you, who amongst us would say the Texans are not the favorite to get to the Super Bowl out of the AFC? If he played like Sam Darnold.
Would you bark like?
No,
if he plays like Sam Darnold?
No, I can't work up that much. Maybe on game day if something happens, but I can't keep that same energy
after
the next
day. Third touchdown to put the Colts away.
On the day of the game, yes.
Yeah.
On the day of the game, yes. And you know Darnold's numbers last year?
They weren't great.
How come he, and I'm just envisioning right now,
Throwing down the field,
he completed so many long passes. Why can he do that? Apparently shell coverage is kryptonite. Why is it that everybody just let Superman Darnold just throw the ball down the field?
Well, some of it was the route structure where they got more man looks, and Jaxon Smith-Njigba is a monster. I don't care what you – Jaxon Smith-Njigba was the most dominant receiver that I saw last year. He was unbelievable, I thought. I thought he was terrific. You can't stay with him out of breaks. As a route runner, he is devastating. And that was one of the reasons they don't have a player like that. They don't have a dynamic route runner like that. They're built a little bit different. I love Nico, but Nico's a certain type of wide receiver that fits a certain structure. Jaxon Smith-Njigba is a dude you can throw out there in the slot. You can throw him wherever you want, and guys aren't going to be able to cover him. They're just not going to be able to cover him. So,
or Nico too.
Nico's just a big, he's a big tough dude.
Oh, just a big great receiver. Okay,
he's a really good one. He's not going to break you off with routes. Nico is a long-legged, build-up speed wide receiver. The other one is an explosive short area talent. One's built for breaking you off out of routes and creating separation. The other one's built for going vertical and building up speed.
It's like Megatron.
And remember when he was allowed to play down the field, Nico Collins was a problem. When he's playing down the field, he's a problem. When he's playing short and catching slants and all that, he's a good receiver, but there's just nothing. He doesn't have that same impact on the game.
Yeah, he does.
I'm going to go look at Sam Darnold because Sam Darnold completed 67% of his passes. He averaged like he averaged 8.5 yards per attempt, 4,048 yards. But this touchdown interception is a little bit yucky. He had 25 touchdowns to 14 interceptions. Now, in the postseason, it was 5-0. That's why they won. That's why they won a Super Bowl. And then when he played the Rams in the division playoffs, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions when he played the Rams. So that was...
that's just like CJ.
That's not at all like CJ.
CJ Stroud?
Yeah. Shred him.
Shred him, Stroud. Stroud.
He did. He did have 2 interceptions against the Rams in that 38-37. I remember he played really well in the second half. Not good in the first half.
In the regular season game?
Yeah, in that regular season game. I mean, the Rams and Seattle Seahawks was high drama. It was tremendous television, both matchups. Well, actually, in all 3 matchups, they lost 21. Now, he had no touchdowns, 4 interceptions in the first game that they lost against the Rams. He was the reason they lost the game. And you know what? C.J. Stroud is going to be like that sometime, too. That's why Sam Darnold is a perfect – I don't want him with 14 interceptions. But that's why Sam Darnold actually is not a bad – it's not a bad wish list. You're not – Sam Darnold wasn't an all-pro quarterback. You know, his numbers were fine. It was too high an interception total. His 25 touchdowns were tied for 9th in the league. All right. You know, that's fine. I'm going to go actually during this break. I'm going to go back and look at every interception. I'm going to see how many
look,
of these are on
their defense and their running game, and that's fine. Just don't kill your team like CJ did.
Yeah, make plays.
CJ
when you need
just
to make
killed
plays.
His team.
Yes.
Just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
More like an IR quarterback than you think.
No, we're not doing this
again. Stop.
You got to stop already. This is really, that's poor form.
Stop already with Iowa and Wisconsin. We're not that. We're Georgia.
No, you are not.
Yeah, yeah. We're the the Houston Bulldogs.
More Mark Gronowski than, what's his name?
Crimson Tide.
Mark Gronowski.
We're the Crimson Tide.
Which version of the Crimson Tide?
Yeah.
The Mike DeBose Crimson Tide?
No,
the Saban.
No,
not the Saban. First year Saban.
Don't you have to win something before you?
Not the Kalen DeBoer version either.
They made a playoff.
Yeah, but that's not what we make playoffs.
Exactly.
We are the Kalen DeBoer
version
right now.
You got Ty Simpson at quarterback. It's fine.
I don't want that. Why do we have to be that?
Be better.
Be Saban.
Win more games. Then you don't have to be the Kalen DeBoer Alabama. That's all.
I'm sick of this conversation right now. And what I want to talk about right now.
I just
now
want to point out we've gone from we got the next big thing at quarterback to, hey, if we just run the football, he doesn't screw it up, we'll be fine.
Hey,
we went from
a
top 5 quarterback after his rookie year. Well, top 3, according to him. Maybe you won't play quarterback in the NFL and get a gigantic contract. Okay, maybe that won't happen for you. Maybe you need a stable, meaningful career. The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 66 in Houston wants to talk to you. Over 125 years they've been doing this. They've been taking care of maintaining, building, operating the electrical grid. You don't know anything about the electrical grid? That's okay. They'll teach you. With paid, on-the-job classroom learning, paid on-the-job training, and a nationally recognized career. What do you want in your life? High wages? Okay, check. Full family health insurance? Check. Retirement planning? Check. Okay? Peace of mind? Check. You get all of them. You get all of those things with IBEW. Local 66 in Houston. 4,800 members. Not like, well, it just, I don't know if I can do this. 4,800 members. That's a lot. So a lot of people can do it. You don't know if you can do it? You can do it. You can do it. Why don't you find out, though? You got to go to IBEW66.com. Start a career. Stop with your dead-end job. Stop with no future. They're ready to talk to you. IBEW66.com. Powering careers, powering the future.
ESPN 97.5.
Woo! Ran into the checker flag, ran it through the red light.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, this is our penultimate segment for me of the week. These guys will be here on Thursday and Friday. I will not be. I have important business to attend to.
You want to tell people what that is again?
It's for the good of America.
What are you doing again?
They know.
He said for the good of America. I thought things might have changed.
No, well,
because
you don't know.
The original reason he's not going to be here is not for America at all.
If I'm doing some heroic work, you don't know.
Well, that's why I asked. What's changed?
Yeah.
What's changed?
Nothing's changed.
So you're still doing what you told us you were doing before?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
How's that help America?
It's making America great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. When
golf makes America great.
I don't know. I don't know how you playing golf does, though. Even if I took that at face value, that golf makes America great, I don't know how your buddies playing
cosplay. Cosplay.
Is this? Are you going to dress up like Ricky Fowler?
I am not dressing like Ricky, but I will dress up in golf attire.
Enjoy yourself.
You're damn right I will. You're damn right I will. Let's get La Raza in here. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
Que pedo, Johnny G, give Lance a salchicha.
Nope.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha. Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
Para tres, hey, actually, I have two. Hey, Johnny, I got a news for the weird for you, right? Okay, I'll tell you after this. But if England wins today, which of the colonizers would you rather have, Spanish or English?
It is a good question.
We so you have the colonizer World Cup?
When you look, the World Cup is full of teams who have countries with dark histories. Mm-hmm. It's just how the world works.
Mm-hmm.
Spain, England, rightfully Spain pointed out.
Spain went hard in the paint.
Well, yeah.
Argentina has their issues, too.
Are all imperialistic.
Argentina did some things to the indigenous people there. Not great. They're just like us. Everyone has it. So who are you rooting for?
España. We already kicked England's ass here.
Johnny, we already knew that. But I'm talking about who would accept us, like me and Dell, to like be accepted into
not
their
country. Well, not Argentina.
Well, forget about it for me. I mean, at least I can look at England and go, sure.
England does.
Sure, everyone's got problems. But I can look on the roster and go, okay. Some guys are like me. Spain has Yamal and Nico and Williams.
Coming off the bench.
Still, he's injured, but he played yesterday. Argentina? Mm-hmm. Nah. Don't see it.
But what is it that the country they call you Blackie? What is it? What's that?
That was from Colombia. No, Narcos. That was Narcos.
It was Narcos, Colombia,
Narcos. Yeah.
Have you guys seen the video? Have y'all seen the video where there's two, it's an under 18 youth league. I bet y'all saw this. And the officials out there, and it's two players and they exchange jerseys before the match and they're saying everything. And it's in a Latin American country somewhere, a South American country. And one guy on one side is black and the other guy is brown for lack of a better description. And he says, as they're like, okay, they're exchanging pleasantries, and the official says, okay, let's start the game. And the kid says, the Latin American, the brown kid, non-black player, says, I just want, in Spanish, he says, I just want to make it known that we have a player on our team that we call Negro. And he says, it's his nickname. We call him that. We're not saying anything. He had to get that out there so they didn't get red carded during the match. He's like, that's his name. And he said, so I don't want, and both the official and the player from the other team go, okay. Like, they acknowledged it. But he felt like, I got to get, before we start, I got to get this out there. I want to make sure we don't get carded.
And for good reason, right?
No one
can't
said,
cover your mouth or you can't
no,
say those
words.
No,
it actually was for good reason.
No one said, hey, for this particular match, do you just want to call him by his real name? Was that not possible?
Well, maybe that was his real name.
Negro is his real name? His given name?
Vinny Del Negro.
That's
you ever
last,
heard of that guy?
Yes, that's the last name. I appreciate it. Hey, Nicknames are
things. We all know what happens in the pitch all the time. So that's we all know what happens. Even if you cover your mouth, that's still stupid. I thought that was a stupid thing. But can I start News of the Weird early?
Yeah.
What is it?
All right. Hey, John, you were born in World War One, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I was born in World War II.
He's a World War One baby.
Not one, two.
What'd you say?
I don't know if you did the story about the guy in France. He was a 24-year-old. He was having a little bit of a bottom problem. He went to the doctor, and the doctors checked him out. Do you believe what he had? What was his issue?
What was it?
He had an artillery shell from World War One up his rectum.
And he's 24?
An artillery shell.
No, that means he was doing...
shell?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's not a time... Either he's a time traveler, he's been doing bad stuff.
Well,
I'm going to go with bad stuff.
Did he get shot or did he sit on... Did he get shot or did he sit on it on purpose?
They were shocked that he had it up his rectum, but it was an artillery shell from World War One. So they were thinking, how did he do that? Or how did that happen?
Grandpa had something in the shed.
Man with World War One explosive lodged in his rectum sparks bomb scare. Hospital evacuates.
Rectum?
Damn near killed him.
Yeah.
So was he smuggling it to cause damage, or was it just an accident?
Was it a pleasure thing?
And then things went poorly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look into this story.
I don't think you should... put World War One bombs up there.
It was
not in your wallet.
An 8-inch artillery shell.
Oh, let's just...
Yeah, he was doing it for fun.
Yeah. I don't know fun it was, but there it is.
Yeah. Well, he might have thought it was fun.
Well, it sounded like the medical people had to get involved is what it sounds like, or we wouldn't know about this.
Well, I mean, if you talk to an emergency room person, they probably have a story about stuff getting stuffed up there.
Can I just tell you something? Have you seen the Josina Anderson where she's deciding what should and shouldn't be a penalty in the World Cup?
No.
Her comments on Twitter. First, she said on the Lamine Yamal, you know, the red card, which Lucas Dean, is it Dean or Dean? Yeah, I think it's Dean. Former Evertonian, of course. He didn't even argue this. This was a known red card. There was no VAR.
You mean there penalty
was,
kick.
A PK, I mean. There was nothing to challenge.
There's no question about it.
There was no question about it.
It was just a question of whether Yamal was in the box.
These are inside the rules.
And when we saw it, that's a penalty.
And she, Josina says, and this is not to pick at her, this is like a purely American thing. Because all of us have been, for those of us who don't watch on a full-time basis, we've all been guilty of making some comments. This is a little over the top because she has two posts. She goes, I mean, Lamine Yamal also ran into his kicking leg. While Digne had already committed to the football movement. That's how I feel it should be interpreted. The comments were not kind.
Surprising. A woman talking about sports in a way that bothers
people. How things should be interpreted.
Yeah.
Then she goes back and makes a change. She goes, I changed my mind.
I bet.
She said, actually, the more I watch this, the more I see both players were tracking the ball with their eyes and then both committed to a football moment. At the exact, or it should say movement, at the exact same time. I feel these simultaneous actions should cancel out the penalty.
Still cancel out.
One score in the game is just too consequential. So in her opinion, like this is just, we just can't allow this to
be. Other than Josina, I don't know anybody disagreed with the penalty, right?
I've seen Americans. I've seen people say it. The acting. Clearly it was not on purpose. He didn't even really see him all. It should not be so penal because of what a penalty kick can do to a match. I've seen that several places, but the rule is the rule. Yeah, everyone knows it.
You're lifting your leg and kicking.
You have to be aware.
So this guy named, actually his name is Rob Baggio, which interesting. He said, it's wonderful a lot of people who don't watch much soccer are tuning in, but that's an uncontroversial penalty. Tracking the ball with one's eyes is totally irrelevant in this sport. And then the coach goes, a different coach has agreed, there should be an adjustment to the rules to allow incidental contact not to be up to the ref in the field, but he's able to overturn penalties.
That's not incidental. That was accidental. He didn't mean to do it, but he's the full-on more swing American of the leg that kicked him.
You are spot on, Josina, especially in games with this high of stakes. You got to only call penalties if they're blatant. This is like the Americans are coming in to throw into, like, to really to completely change the rules. Then you have, doesn't really matter what you feel. Rules of the game are pretty clear. Whether your intention is to kick the ball or your opponent, the defender's responsible for where he's kicking. And then somebody else goes, that's not how any of this works. If you're trying to kick the ball and the ball is not where you thought it was, so you kick someone in the thigh, it's a foul. There is no gray area here, Josina. And then it just goes
it's
on and on. And then
to hear
some
female talk about routes.
And then some other guy jumps in on it, and he decides that he's another American who starts taking her side. And his arguments with people are so bad. It's like, oh my God, I'm just getting embarrassed.
Just think.
Look, I wanted France to win. I didn't want that to be a penalty.
I didn't want Spain to win.
But I'm looking on the field. I'm like, guys, do we get a VAR this? What are we doing? And Lucas Digne is like, no arguments from the French.
How could you?
None.
You can't argue that.
I'm like, oh, I guess we don't. Can we do this?
Can't go. There's no need to
can
go
we
to the
say
video.
It was an accident or no?
It's okay. Not a clear and obvious error. No error. No, not at all. It's
we do not have to go to
very
VAR,
straightforward.
Yep, it was pretty. If you kick someone in right around the thigh area
in the penalty box,
it's a little unusual because it was. Lamine Yamal got to the ball first, but with his shoulder. Like, he didn't even...
The only question would have been, was it a handball? But it wasn't, so
but Dale, in
penalty.
Matches that big, you can't
stop
just
it.
Give penalties. That's yeah. like, that's... We just got to do yeah. that.
If
swallow
only,
your whistle.
If only Terry Porter...
Swallow your whistle.
If only Terry Porter thought the same.
Let him play, ref. Only, that's what they're saying. That's what Americans...
Is the end
we
of
Americans
a,
say, let him play.
If it was an end of a dynasty, if only Terry Porter had thought the same.
Did he mean it, though? Only Terry Porter had thought the same. Look
yeah,
at you.
If only.
Going that mm-hmm. far back.
Yeah. Why not? Let's do things to change the outcomes of games, even 24 years ago. Stop it. This is why they have many reasons not to like us. But just imagine, some guy who was born in Madrid starts watching American
his
football.
Whole life.
And he's like, That seems like an incidental face mask. Why is that a fit? Yeah, he yanked
he
the quarterback.
Didn't mean it.
Why he yanked the quarterback's neck to the side? But why are we throwing flags?
Well, you know, and then you tell him, well, it used to be a five.
It did. Well, not that.
And he goes,
not the one
that
I'm describing.
Would make more sense.
Not the one I'm describing. Hey, right, why are we throwing flags for that? He clearly didn't mean to grab the face mask, and everyone would jump on.
Although
him.
We do things, we do. Argue about how hard a quarterback is hit for a 15-yard
yeah, but not
penalty.
A
like,
face
oh,
mask penalty, but not a right. defensive lineman yeah. going by him and grabbing him and turning his
no,
neck.
No, we don't. And especially if you have an accent and you try to tell us these things about our sport,
you want to hear someone from Barcelona telling you that?
That looks like a. That doesn't look like a penalty. What did you
imagine.
Say, sir? What did you say in your Castilian accent? That doesn't look like. No, stay out of our sport, sir.
Imagine. Think about it. We don't even like when the Irish guys work for PFF.
No. What are these Irish? What are these guys? I better not say things.
Wait,
that are-
I got Gavin McHugh here. This deciding who goes to the World Cup final is
right.
a joke.
See?
Yeah, no. Go read
I
some
mean,
of, go read
America's
some of those.
Speaking up, people.
Go read some of those comments, by the way. I've read that one, too. Go read the comments under that one.
You think he's catching it?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know the rules. Oh, yeah, he's got 2,000 replies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They just want us
it
to be
great.
Silent observers. You guys want to watch and enjoy it, cool, but don't interject. Just shut up and watch. That's
until
all they want
from us. You
know
more about, or don't try to change the rules.
Yeah, look, we, like, soccer people have the issues with how the game is officiated.
They don't want us Americanizing.
What they don't want is for us to try to influence what's going on. Be quiet. Watch the Premier Leagues on Saturday morning, and that's it.
My favorite comeback from an American is, this is why it's never going to take off then.
And they're
the
like,
States.
So?
Like, we don't care.
We don't care about you guys.
Off. That's like us saying, this is why baseball is never going to be big in England. Okay? It's because you guys with your ties. We have extra innings. We don't end baseball unless you start doing extra innings. No. Baseball's never going to take off.
We put a runner
in
on second.
Yeah.
okay, that doesn't deserve to be there.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah.
Well, we can't play forever.
And that's that's the penalty kick argument. Yeah, we can't play forever.
Can't play forever, John. I don't like it when the other team, when my inning starts and the Astros have a man on second, I'm like, this rule actually makes a lot of sense. And then when I see Brian Abreu come into the game in extra innings and there's a man on second, I'm like, this is such a dumb way to end baseball. What are we doing? Play it straight. Nobody's
to be fair,
on base.
The Brian Abreu thing could be the eighth inning. It doesn't
matter. Yeah, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, that doesn't matter. If Brian Abreu's in.
Your first run shouldn't count. That's what I'll say, that one.
All right. Well, news of the weird coming
your way next. Two off the first tee.
Well, we do that. We're doing that anyway.
Yeah.
Time to talk a little HRP. HRP. Finishing up the week strong with HRP. You're on your way to work. Or you're in the middle of your work day right now. Okay? You started your work day. And you're thinking about how we can be better. How can we be better as a business? How can we do things better? And you may not be the CEO or the CFO, but if you bring this to the table and say, hey, you know, I've been hearing about HRP and HRP, what HRP does for businesses. Look, they're going to do the payroll. They're going to do it perfectly. They're going to do the HR. They're going to do it perfectly. They're going to do your taxes. They're going to do that perfectly. And then they're going to suggest the 401k plans, the benefits packages, the insurance package that's right for your business. They don't sell those, okay? The other admin companies sell those. So you got to be careful with that because, you know, oh, look, we're giving you the HR for so cheap over here. We're giving you the payroll. Look, oh, our prices are better. And then you get to the 401k, then you get to the insurance package, and it's like, holy crap, this is costing us out the wazoo. And that admin company is actually costing you more than HRP would. So then watch that scam because this happens all the time. And that's the way that they get around this. That's the way that they compete with an HRP. HRP is going to do it better for you. They're going to partner with you. And they're going to get you all of this stuff at a better price with technologically perfect. You're looking for the best way to get that HR payroll and everything else to your people. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. And now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
You know what's real weird? Being buried in the M. Apparently, Lance McCullers is headed to the Brewers. That story is out there now. I had heard that the Yankees had gotten involved, but he's going to probably end up with the Brewers. And he's going to be buried in the M now.
No, he'll still be buried in the H.
He's going to be buried in the H?
Yes.
Well, the good news is I think
they're just paying the last bit of his contract.
He's going to be, you know, there'll be cash considerations. So that's good. So Jim's going to get some money back.
Cash considerations. You're basically asking somebody to pay his salary, the rest of his salary this year?
That's a lot.
So why should you get any cash back?
Give you some cash on top of it.
Are you sure this isn't going to be like a Dorian Finney-Smith contract where we have to give up draft picks or cash too? Like we get nothing back,
but we're dumping him and having to give them
60% of his salary.
Think of the influx of star power in Milwaukee: Tyler Hero and now Lance McCullers.
How about that? White power.
What?
Okay, Whitey's heading to Milwaukee. Like there isn't enough white. There aren't enough white people there already.
You spent time there, you know.
Not in Milwaukee.
Or the area,
more,
at least.
Milwaukee's a little more.
Yeah,
diverse.
If you just go by, I've seen enough election nights to know Milwaukee different from the rest of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a lot different.
Yeah, but
it's like Illinois. Chicago's a lot different than the rest of Illinois.
Oh, a lot different.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Portland is way different than the rest of Oregon.
A Florida man was found guilty of vacuum cleaner sex.
Do you feel
like
his body, his choice?
Do you feel like that suction should be wasted
Or how can you be guilty of having sex with a vacuum?
Wait, that's not the question. A vacuum is an inanimate
object.
That's
what I said. How can you be guilty of having sex with a vacuum?
How is that illegal? It's a poor choice, maybe.
You got indecent exposure.
Oh, he did it in public. Well, okay.
He did it.
At a Bed Bath & Beyond. And that's
he did it in someone's home.
Oh, that's...
So he did it to...
Okay.
So if you have sex with a vacuum that isn't your own property, but in the privacy of a home, is that illegal?
He was originally charged with a felony, but that count was subsequently reduced when he was named in a misdemeanor criminal. Listen, if you're going to break into somebody's house, it just gets weird if you're going to have sex with their vacuum cleaner.
I mean, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's not appropriate.
That's not appropriate behavior.
And do we need to define what sex is when it comes to a vacuum?
I think we all know.
I know it when I see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't want to see, and I'll be honest, I don't want to see it.
How does John know it when he sees it? How often have you seen it before?
Well, is it on Pornhub, vacuum cleaner sex?
I've never seen it.
I'm not Googling that.
I'm watching a bear steal golf clubs. The bear is stealing somebody's golf club. Should the bear be shot and should the bear be executed for stealing golf clubs?
Well, are they new golf clubs?
What?
Yeah. So I don't care how old they are. If the bear's going to come along and take your golf clubs, the bear needs to go down.
I generally imagine golf courses in areas where there are bears, they're infringing on the bear's habitat.
Screw the bear.
So I'm just going to go, you know what?
Everywhere's
just
a golf course.
Just like that buffalo got after that older man because you're in his area. If you're in the area of a bear, he's entitled to take whatever he wants.
Well, yeah, that bison, yeah.
Or yeah, bison.
That's a home game.
It's a home game for the bear. You're on his turf.
Yeah.
All the rules apply.
Don't wear your jerseys to a bison stadium.
That's the bear's version of shooting fireworks at your hotel room while you're trying to sleep.
Yeah, that's right.
Bear exactly. Got to go down. You steal golf clubs? That should be, that's like, all right, you just committed a murder in my eyes.
The bear stole golf clubs.
You're lucky the bear didn't just maul the golf.
Yeah. Take the bear.
Well,
said,
speaking of which.
Your money, your golf clubs, or your life, which one do you want?
There is a rogue Nepalese elephant. How about this? He killed four members of a family 14 years apart. This elephant in Nepal just hates this family. It began in 2012, and now the in 2026 he had trampled, he killed the kid, and he just trampled the parents.
This is why mob movies always tell you don't leave the son alive, because he becomes an enemy later. I'm sure they went after that elephant's father, and the elephant said one day I'll get these guys. They shouldn't have left the elephant alive. Don't kill that young elephant's father and leave him alive. Now look at you.
Look at Simba.
Wow. A vendetta.
Four family members, 14 years apart. That elephant remembers stuff.
Yeah. He killed my father.
Well, no, the elephant killed the father.
No.
Now he's taken out. No, he killed a 25-year-old and a grandkid.
I'm telling you, this is a lifelong vendetta because they killed his father. And he said, you know what? I'm going to get this entire family for what they did.
Well, there's no evidence that
this is the story I'm concocting.
Just pissed at this family.
This elephant knows. This is generational trauma. And from the time he was a young elephant, he saw his dad go down and said,
he's Batman?
Perhaps, but Batman didn't really just willy-nilly kill people. In fact, it's one of his rules. This elephant's a little different. You kill one of mine, I clean out your entire family.
Wow.
I saw you kill my parents, so I'm taking your family out. And I'm going to do it over a long period of time.
Yeah, anytime I sense some of your lineage, I'm going to try to end the bloodline. That's all.
Sounds like something from even beyond The Wire or Godfather. This
is Tywin Lannister type stuff.
Yeah, this is really when we used to have dragons.
This is, you think when we had dragons,
this is the kind of behavior we had when we had dragons. Yeah.
All right, I got to go. I can't fool around. I got to catch a flight.
To go golf.
Yeah, to golf. That's right.
You're leaving the show in the middle of the busiest week of the summer to go golf.
Busiest week of the summer?
Yeah, you heard what I said. Back.
Yeah, you got England. What are you talking about? We got England, Argentina.
I'll watch
your arch nemesis, Lionel Messi, is trying to
get to another World Cup final.
Screw Messi. If he wins, I couldn't do the show tomorrow if he wins.
You'd be too angry.
Yep, I'll be way angry. We're done. Mopey and Mapes are next. Oh, no, Mapes. No Mapes. No, it's Colton.
No, it's AJ today. One of your
AJ.
One of your
will
rivals.
You tell AJ something for me? Since 2015, Spain has two playoff wins in Dallas, and the Cowboys only have one. Spain has more playoff wins in Dallas than Dallas
he
does.
He just said, "I can't hear you. I've got rings in my ear."
What rings? From 95? You weren't even born.
He just simply said, how many Super Bowl wins do the Texans have? That was his response.
Since the two have been in existence, both have zero.
He doesn't care about that. He can always
the Texans
watch.
Have more playoff wins.
AJ can go watch the highlights of
AJ
the great,
wasn't even born the last time they won.
He can watch the highlights of the Cowboys Super Bowl wins. You can never watch the Texans highlights of Super Bowl wins. That's what he's saying.
Great.
He can
highlights.
Always go on YouTube and relive them.
Great.
You have no opportunities.
Bye. The Cowboys suck.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.